You are back with the conversation. And you know, the weekend COVID-19 case numbers from the Big Island raised some eyebrows when they exceeded Oahu's numbers. Officials are hoping to stem community spread as the island begins welcoming visitors and hoteliers start to call workers back in anticipation of more bookings. We checked in with the general manager of the Mauna Loani Resort, Sanji Huligali, about preparing for its mid-November opening.
We've been working really closely with the state, and we've also been working closely with the county. There's a lot of us involved in different discussions and initiatives, and every day is a new day. But that's kind of how we are in this time and in this period. And I think you've got to be nimble, flexible, agile, all the things which we're not. Some of us are not familiar, some of us are, some of us just have to learn a few different traits.
Talk about the challenges of marketing, because, you know, we've had the reopening as a moving target. You folks just put in a whole bunch of money, you know, to renovate the property, right? And things just got interrupted this year.
First of all, the biggest roller coaster for us has been really, you know, we've opened this beautiful property, $200 million we spent on the renovation. We brought all our amazing employees back who were laid off or away from work last year because they were waiting for us to reopen. And 3 months later, we had to close. And Mauna Loani has been obviously a special place for many people, and it's in the hearts and minds of many travelers who are generational. It's not just, you know, employees who live here and work with us, whose, you know, kids and moms and dads and grandparents have worked for us. It's also been guests who've come here and some loving memories of Mauna Loani and the spirit of Kalihuipua and all the staff who are connected to them. So I think that a deeper connection there, you know, our excitement is really around the reopening. It's funny because you close a hotel, you open a hotel, and now you're closing the hotel again and then you reopen it. We're just so excited to have our employees come back and to keep them safe. You know, we obviously looked at different measures of revisiting pretty much all our protocols, obviously compliance with the state and the county, but also going over and beyond and really taking care of our employees, but also our guests as well. From a guest perspective, we want to keep it as seamless as possible. I think something which I think, you know, you come to Hawaii, you're coming on vacation, you spend a lot of money, even if you're a couple or a family or a generational family, you're spending a lot of money to come and stay here. So the testing is super important. I think the state has really done a great job in really trying to get different variations of providers. We've collaborated, with a company called Vault, which we've done a lot of beta testing, and they have a great customer service. It's a very quick, seamless process of testing. It's also one of the very first saliva tests for PCR, so we're very, very happy. They work with Hawaiian Airlines as well. And as you know, that whole intrusive swab testing is a little bit scary. I've done it now quite a few times, but the saliva test is so much more easier. You do it online. You check in and they send you the kit and then you get it done and you have this amazing customer service through Zoom with their doctors. You send it back, seal the box and then you send it back, and within 24 hours you get an update of your results. So that's been really positive from a guest perspective. Otherwise it could be super complicated and people kind of get deterred by not wanting to go through the whole process.
That Zoom visual then is kind of the safeguard. The checks and balance to make sure that you're the person that's taking the test.
Yeah, so you have this physician who's actually on the other side. In front of the physician, you've got to seal the box. You do the saliva test into this device and then put it in the box, and you actually off it goes with a courier. So it's a pretty straightforward process. And within 24 hours, you get a electronic result, which gives you the opportunity to be in compliance with all the airlines as well and entry into Hawaii. There is a second test. There's an antigen test, which happens right now. So every guest who comes right now, even if you've done a Vault test, you would have to do a antigen test at this juncture at the airport. And that worked out really well. And we've been working with a couple of partners out in the airports to see how that has been sort of forming. And they all seem very positive. Now, that might actually change that whole process. We hear with the mayor, he might revisit that process. So we will wait to hear what the latest update on that is.
There is a concern, I think, with some of the false positives that have come through.
Right, right. So there's false positives. So that sort of created a little bit of concern. There's also some discussion on actually having testing sites throughout the island. So you could maybe check into your hotel, but then after a couple of days, you actually have another test within. But again, that's still up in the air as to how that will unveil, and so we'll wait to hear. But the key is to be agile, to make it seamless for the guests, also seamless for the employees. We're also partnering with a company which would test all our employees and have more of a screen test philosophy, which is all about testing employees as much as every 3 or 4 days.
Now, when did you call your employees back?
We've already started calling them back. We've already started preparing the resort and having the resort ready for guests. So, you know, as you know, it takes about a month to get these beautiful resorts back up in line. So we're aiming for a November 15th opening date. We'll soft open on November 7th, but in reality, November 15th, we have some good pent-up demand and travelers coming in and stay with us.
So you aren't planning to bring everybody back as far as the staff? Just it's kind of a rolling thing based on occupancy?
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be based on sort of an accordion style of having, as we get more compression and more business, we'll bring in more staff. But we definitely have, we're going to bring back our team members, the core team, to get the hotel up and running. And the key with all the employees, and we've got some amazing, incredible team members who work here. And I think the philosophy has always been, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be, you know, wearing masks, in restaurants wearing gloves, changing gloves every table we touch. We've had the wonderful Canoe House, which has been open now for right through the pandemic, which has been really well received by the community and supported by them. We've had some great learning, how you operate it. But we also have a beautiful sports club, and that has been really busy with the tennis and all the fitness and the swimming. And so just learning how you operate in a world of COVID-19, I think, is really important with the staff. It's different because you have to wear mask, eye contact. Your smile has to come through the mask or your eyes. And in my case, no one can see how my hair rises because I don't have any hair. I'm bald. But it's a lot of fun. But everyone's in such great spirit as we see employees coming back. And they know it's a new day. It's a new day with a new way of trying to be the best they can and create that amazing aloha spirit and the Hawaiian hospitality, which people are known for. So I think it's really good news in how we sort of forecasting as to how we'll open, but I think it's going to be great. It's going to be building confidence of the traveler and building confidence of our travel advisors and our partners and our agencies all over the world, and especially, you know, on the mainland, to be able to tell them that, you know, we're really putting our best foot forward.
That was a conversation we had with Mauna Lani Resort General Manager Sanjeev Hulagali. We were talking about the planned November 15th reopening of the Big Island property and a new pre-travel spit test being offered to guests.